Bulldogs. All right, today we're going to be talking about Wheat Waffles. I'm going to be debunking some of his videos. If you watch a lot of his videos, you might be like, oh yeah, I'm sold on this black pill thing. It makes sense, you know, but there's a catch here. All right, so let's jump into, let me just look at one of his videos here. Let's see. We're going to switch up the screen here and take a look at this. So he's got this three red pill teachings debunked by a black pillar, terrible dating advice. And he's really doing well in the YouTube algorithm and just smart ways of creating videos. All right, definitely creating videos in a better format and you know, in methodology than I am. All right, I'm just trying to give you my take on things as opposed to, you know, the work that he's putting in. So I have to definitely commend him on the work that he's putting into his videos. All right. Okay. So let's just look at, let's see here. Let's just go through the notes here. We're going to start with this video first. And I've got some notes on this. I'm going to try and make sure. Okay. So this is his first video on it. He's got a two-part video. We'll go through kind of both of them here. And basically what he says here, okay, is he says that if you do, you know, warm approach, right? Let's say you're in an office environment, okay, at work, all right, and you just run the numbers, which is what a lot of dating coaches say. He's saying that you're poisoning the well, okay? Basically, his argument here is that if you have, you know, if you ask Allison out and you ask Brielle out and they both tell you no, and Caitlin would have gone out with you, then she's going to tell you no because she's seen the rejection that you've gotten from Allison and Brielle, and they've talked, and now you seem like a loser. So you've poisoned the well in a sense. Now, at surface value, this seems good. Okay, this seems like accurate, but the problem is that it's just not a valid scenario. Okay, so first of all, you shouldn't be approaching and asking girls out in your workplace. And even if you did ask girls out in your workplace, I guess we don't really need the sound for this. The problem is you wouldn't just ask them out, like, will you go out with me? It's just a bad idea, especially today, sexual harassment, all these things. Instead, it would be better to establish some rapport with some of these girls at work if you want to. Now, I'm against this at all. And I think a lot of guys that you'd consider dating coaches or whatever, you know, whatever I am, it would say this as well. It's like, don't shit where you eat. Okay. It's just not worth it. Like, there's girls out everywhere else, even in your social circle, right? If you want to talk about social circle, that's fine, but don't do it at work. It just doesn't make sense. But if you're going to, and then I've got some advice on this. I do have a video on dating a girl at work, but basically ask them, you should know ahead of time whether they're going to say yes or no, right? So you should be flirting a little bit, you know, see what the response is, right? A little bit social calibration, right? Again, this is where I say that, you know, learning, getting some experience with women, being good with women, and having good social skills comes into play, is because you're not just going to ask girls out. You're already going to know the answer before you ask them out. And you're not even really going to ask them out. You're just going to say, hey, let's go grab a coffee after work, or I'm just going to go to the bar and have a drink with a couple of other people from work. Why don't you come along? See, that's a much softer way. You're not directly asking them out. They can't directly reject you. They can't think you're a creepy guy, especially if you're calibrated, you already have some rapport with them. You know, but if you just go up to a cute girl at work and you're like, hey, will you go out with me? Then yeah, you're probably going to get blown out, even if she is interested in you, because it's going to be weird. And there might be other, you know, complications with that. So what you need to do is you need to make it a lot softer, and you have to use your social skills to know. Like, you should know it ahead of time. It's like the same thing I complain all the time when guys ask girls to marry them and they don't already know the answer. How do you not already know the answer, right? It's so ridiculous. You know, you should know the answer, right? So you should have the social skills which you need to develop to be able to be in a situation and see if a girl is interested in you, especially in that kind of scenario. So it's really just doesn't make any sense here. And then he throws some numbers in here and he says that they're just numbers. And this is sort of my big problem with his channel, with the content that he's presenting. He's saying, like, okay, strike one, you have a 60% chance of success. Strike two, you have 95%. And then strike three, you know, you're out. These are just numbers. See, like, he's using graphs and he's using charts and stuff and he's using statistics, but they don't really, they're not based on science, they're not based on research, they're not even based on actual experience. They're just numbers that he's throwing in there, which makes his argument seem a lot more valid and legit. And maybe I should use the same thing. Maybe I should come up with terminology and use charts and graphs and stuff like that. But it's really deception, because it doesn't make sense. There's no reason for this. It just makes it look like it has more credibility when it doesn't. Not to say that his answers aren't well thought out. He's thought about a lot of things, but, you know, it's an argument. Okay. And the thing is, right, he is right about this, like the creep that hits on every girl. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be going around the office talking to every girl. You don't want to blow up and poison the well in your social circle by asking every girl out. Instead, you should be using that to figure out, all right, which girls does it make sense to talk to? Which girls are showing some interest back, right? How can I very low key and being subtle show some interest in a girl, right? And that's one of the things that I talk to you guys a lot about practicing is to practice the undercurrent, the subtext in your communication. Women are good at that. You need to become good at that. That's part of developing your social skills, okay? All right, so let's look at the next thing that he's got here. Which is, I think in this video, he was talking about on the Tinder algorithm, okay, which this one, I do agree with. Like, he's got some really good points here, okay? He's basically right. He says, don't just swipe on every girl. You know, that's a stupid thing to do. Don't do that, okay, because of the Tinder algorithm. And he outlines the Tinder algorithm here, and I think he's got a pretty good take on this. I think it's pretty accurate. And he's basically saying that, you know, what affects the profile strength? Swipe rate, popular. So how much you're being swiped on, right? You could be a top guy that's being swiped on a lot. You know, that's how Tinder's going to sort things when girls come on. That's true. The swipe quantity. See, this is important. Don't just swipe on every girl. He's right about that because it will rank you lower because you're desperate, essentially, right? And then, you know, paid promotions, obviously, if you're going to use a dating app, what you should pay for it, I think. It just makes sense. Why waste your time? And then the user activity, you should log in a lot, right? So he's got some good advice there. But, you know, saying not playing the numbers game online, I mean, you do. You just have to be selective. You have to be smart about it. Again, I think a lot of his advice is really targeted, as I've been watching some of his videos, towards guys that are below the 5 level of looks, all right, that are below average in looks. And we can work on that. We can combat that, right? So what are you saying? A lot of what he says, I would apply to if you're a 1, 2, 3, or even a 4 in looks, and his advice is absolutely correct. You know, where we're going to differ, and I'll talk about this more, is that I don't think that you have to stay at that level. I think you can at least get to a 5 or 6 level for most guys. And if you are at a lower level, it's just going to be a lot harder. It's not hopeless, but it is harder. And a lot of his advice will apply more. Okay. So he says, the one thing he says, don't swipe right to, you know, on girls that are only swipe on equal or below your looks match. That's not true. Don't do that. Okay. If you see a girl that's attractive that you want to swipe on, go ahead and do that. Young guys, don't swipe on anyone older than you. I don't know about that advice. I'm not sure if I would agree with that, but okay. Then he's saying, like, cold approach, that doesn't work. And this is where it gets interesting. Okay. He says why it doesn't work. And it's interesting because he actually has a bit of a balanced perspective here, right? A lot of guys that are producing black pill content, they're just basically saying it doesn't work at all. There's no such thing as game. You know, numbers won't work either. And they're not correct. But he acknowledges this. And what he's saying here is this, you know, if we can bring up that chart. He says the cold approach success rate, right? He's got it sort of ranked here. And again, he's using little tricks with the numbers here that, you know, these numbers he's just made up, which is fine, you know, which is fine. But it does make it seem like he's, you know, that there's some kind of scientific reason behind this, but there's not. He's just making up these numbers. And I would tend to somewhat agree with him. I don't think the one in the thousands necessarily. But basically what he's saying is cold approach success rates, okay, as far as getting on a date, right? Which again, it's kind of funny because a lot of guys that do, like, that are black pill content, they don't realize that it's not even going on a date. I mean, it's literally meeting a girl and bringing that girl home with you. Now, again, you don't have to do that, but that's what actually having good game and really understanding intersexual dynamics would get you. All right. So let's remember that. And by the way, guys, if you do want to learn how to have good game, I'm going to tell you, I have in the Bulldog Mindset membership. If you click the link down below, $7 for the first month, you can join us and you can actually learn how to develop your social skills. Like I said, in the first scenario, you don't even have to worry about the office place if you can develop your social skills. So check it out. At least for the first month, you're going to be able to jump on live streams, ask me questions. You're going to go through, get all the content that we have on dating, on relationships, what to do on a first date, how to get a date, how to be a man in a relationship. So if you're already in a relationship, you're married, you are with a long-term relationship with a girlfriend, you're going to want some of those videos. That is very, very important. That'll be worth the price of entry for sure. And then we've got, you know, a whole community where you can ask questions, Facebook group, and plus all the fitness. And we haven't even talked about the wealth stuff, building a business, becoming financially independent, stuff that I actually have done and know about, you know, all the stuff in there, really. But definitely check it out if you haven't already. Okay, so let's jump back into this and let's talk about, okay, what he's saying here. So he's basically saying that if you are you know, 8, 9, 10-ish, right, in looks, right, which he doesn't like the rating scale. I don't either, because I agree with him on a lot of points here. All right, you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting a date with a girl. That's probably fairly, like, at the best of the best, if you're really good looking and, you know, and you just talk to a girl, probably this is fairly accurate. You don't need a huge amount of game. Now, there's a difference between, like, getting on a date with a girl and actually successfully closing, actually successfully getting a girl to be interested in you, to go home with you, to sleep with you, those things like that. Just being attractive isn't always enough. It can be in some cases, right? He's right. If you're, like, really high, if you're, like, a 10 out of 10, all right, yeah, life is going to be a little bit easier for you. You're going to be playing life on easy mode. You're not going to have game. You're not going you're going to have some amount of it, but it's going to be a lot easier. But very few people are going to fall into that category. And also, when you look at this 10 out of 10 picture, this is a photoshopped image. Okay, I want you to understand that this is probably not his eye color. This is probably context. Probably there's also a little bit of, you know, photoshopping going on here to make the eyes look a little bit better, to make the face a little bit more straight, and to clean up blemishes and stuff like that. So you're not seeing a guy like this walking around, right? You haven't seen one because they don't exist. You know, now this guy, he's going to look really good. Okay, he's probably going to be more in the 9 or 8 category right here. That's fine, or what actual real 10 is. But just so you understand this, all right? So what he's saying is 1 in 3 for this category. If you're sort of this, like, 7, 8, I guess, is what he put. It'd be a 1 in 10, okay? And then if you're, like, you know, normal kind of average 5 to 6, maybe 7, you know, maybe into the 4s, it's a 1 in 50. And then if you're, like, sub 5, it drops off quickly and goes into the 1 in 1000s. And I actually think that's fairly accurate. I don't think that's so incorrect. Now, the thing about game, right? This is what you guys have to understand, because a lot of people are like, ah, well, doesn't that eliminate the possibility of game? No, it doesn't. Because what it does is it's this. It's more like these are sort of your best numbers or wherever you want to draw the line. But even if you're in this top tier range, if you have good game, if you have a good social skills, it is going to increase your chances. Now, if you're already really, really good looking, then sure, it's not going to matter as much. But having good game and being really good looking is going to increase your results. But you're already getting really great results, so you're not going to see as much of a difference. But if you're in this category, if you're 7, 8, you know, ish, and you have really good game, this is where you're going to see a huge difference in results, because it's going to increase the amount of, you know, maybe this would be a 1 in 30, but now you can bring it down to a 1 in 10, right? Or maybe if you're in this 5 or 6 range, it'd be a 1 in 200 or 300. That's really more accurate, that getting a date if you have no game, if you have no social skills and you're 5 or 6, it's more like 1 in 300, right? But if you learn some game, if you learn some social skills, and I'm not talking about cheesy, stupid pickup lines and stuff like that. I'm talking about actual good social dynamics, how to carry on the conversation, how to show empathy to a girl and know what she's interested in, and how to be funny, you know, to be playful, flirtatious, those type of things. Again, stuff I teach in the Bulldog Mindset membership. If you haven't checked it out, definitely go and do that if you want to learn this stuff. I'm serious. All right. But that could reduce it from 1 in 500, 1 in 300 to 1 in 50, which is a lot better. Or maybe 1 in 40 or 1 in 30, right? You can do that stuff. But if you're down here, then yeah, okay. Maybe it's 1 in 1,000 if you're like a 2, right? And maybe if you learn some game, it's like 1 in 900. It's not going to make as much of a difference, because you're not going to get much of a chance at all, okay? So he's accurate in saying those things. Now, let's move on here. And you can watch the whole video. I recommend that you do, all right, if you're curious. Okay, so, and then he talks about further barriers, no dates going as planned, messages you after, like, you're going to screw up the date, she's not going to be as interested in you, you know, second date, all this kind of stuff. There's some accuracy to that based on looks, but social skills can really make up for that a lot. There's so many girls I talk to that are like, oh, I wasn't interested in the guy, he wasn't even that attractive, but then on the date, you know, he just wowed me. He just made me very attracted to him. He was just really just came across as this guy that I really wanted. I built this attraction. See, women view attraction very differently than men. That's the cornerstone that you guys have to understand. And again, I don't know, like it's so hard to convince you guys this, a lot of you guys, but you have to understand, like, if you just look at the popular mediums, right? Men consume more porn, okay, and visual, and the way that women dress, you can see, and how advertising works, it's sexualized women, all right? And Instagram, you know, the hot chicks on Instagram, the scantily clad and the big butts and all this, okay? But you don't see as much of that as far as as what women are interested in. You see more romance novels, okay? You see more of the mental aspect of things, a storyline. Even the porn has a storyline usually. Now, again, there's exceptions, and more women are becoming more masculinized and thinking that way. But in general, women just view things differently. And so if you don't understand that, you're not going to have success with women. You're not going to have success picking up women. You're not going to have success in a relationship with women. Again, I cover a lot of that stuff in the Bulldog Mindset membership, especially long-term relationships, how to be successful. All right. So anyway, what he says here is this about the Richter scale, about your rating of attractiveness. And this is kind of like, you know, the same, you know, like you could say 0 to 10 here. I agree with him. All right, I agree with him here for the most part, right? If you're really good looking, it becomes exponentially easier, and it becomes, you know, harder and harder. In fact, it's not even this scale. It drops off significantly as you go below 5, right? It becomes, your chances become extremely bad, but as you climb up here. And it's the same thing though. If you look at women attractiveness, like how guys would respond, you know, obviously the more attractive women, a ton of guys are going to want. But, you know, this is important to know. So anyway, look scale, Richter scale, pretty close. I would pretty much agree with that. All right. But then what he's talking about here, which is interesting, is he says here that if you're in this 5 to 6 category, this is where game is going to make a huge difference for you, which this is correct. Okay. This is correct. I agree with that. Right. I probably agree with him. You know, below this, it doesn't make as much sense. Okay. It's not going to make much sense. And over here, it doesn't even matter either, because, I mean, you need to have a little bit of game, but you really don't need to work on it so much. Okay. You know, again, the way that I compare this stuff is I talk about, it's like a product, right? Like a product, marketing, and traffic, right? Just like business, just like sales, right? So, you know, for example, in this YouTube video, right? If I get a lot of traffic on this YouTube video, a lot of people will sign up for membership just based on traffic, because, you know, as long as my marketing is okay, right? If I don't have a lot of traffic on this video, but I have really good marketing, then people will sign up for my product, which is the Bulldog Mindset membership, okay? Now, if I have not the greatest amount of traffic and I don't have really good marketing, but I have a great product, right? If I'm giving away something of high value, if I'm like, all right, my product is that I give you iPhones for half the price, there's no catch. All I have to do is mention that, and I'm going to get everyone to sign up, okay? So you have to think about it in terms of that. So when you're looking at how game works and how everything comes in and plays into it, it is a factor of all of those things, right? So if you have a really good product, you don't need as much marketing. You don't need as much traffic, right? If you're really good looking, right? If you have really good marketing though, it's going to make up for not having as good of a product, and it's going to make up for its traffic, right? I mean, you should still apply the traffic layer as much as possible, get as many approaches in as possible, but you have to look at things in that term. All right. So then looking at what he said here, all right, in terms of game, right? It makes sense. And here's what I would say about this. This is what's important, is that now, if you're a 1, okay, there's probably not a lot you can do, right? I mean, unfortunately, this guy here, let's be honest, all right, it's just not going to be good for him. Now, can he have any kind of success at all? Yeah. Yeah, he could, but it's going to be very rare. It's going to be extremely impossible, or not impossible, extremely close to impossible for him to have results. It doesn't matter. Game isn't even going to make much of a difference here, right? It's just going to be sheer numbers of just getting lucky for this guy to have success. I mean, maybe he can do some things to improve his attractiveness. Maybe he can do some kind of surgery or something that's going to improve things. And that would be advisable in that case, right? Because it makes sense, all right? You know, if you're here, let's say like this 3 to 4 range or somewhere around there, yeah, you can do a lot. You can do a lot to improve your looks. You can get a really good physique. You know, you can get really good straight teeth. You can improve your physique. You can improve your status. You can do things that are going to make it so that you're going to come across as maybe, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 range, right? This is possible definitely for that kind of an upgrade. There's a lot of things that could be done in this case, right? Just presenting yourself, even dressing well, like a lot of things can move you up into this category. And so that's my whole thing, is like, I want you to get to at least the 5 category if you can, right? And then the game does work, right? So that's the thing, is like, we're not really saying different things, right? You know, it's and this is kind of interesting, because I think Wheat Waffles is the first one to really make this clear. It's like, okay, what guys that are in the black pill type of mindset, what they're saying, it really does apply to guys that are below a five, or let's say below a four in looks, because even a four, you know, it's just going to be harder for you. It really does. It really does. And that's an unfortunate truth. And it is a tough pill to swallow. It is a tough black pill. I agree with that. But a lot of guys that they think that they're stuck there, like you can actually do things to improve yourself to, you know, what you could say, looks maxing to get to a five or six level where game is going to be very critical. Okay. And it's going to be extra critical for you because you're not going to get up to the 7, 8, 9, 10 level. You're just not going to get there in looks where game is going to be less relevant again. So that's why it is so important. And it is important to learn this kind of stuff because it is going to be valuable to you. Again, I'm going to plug the Bulldog Mindset membership because this is where I teach you a lot of this stuff. And again, I'm teaching it from a perspective of, I'm not trying to do some scammy kind of bullshit here. I'm telling you the honest truth here, right? I told you already that, you know, if you're below like a five, it's going to be harder for you, and below a four, it's going to be almost impossible for you. It's better to work on getting your looks up than anything else. Cause that's going to be, you know, you got to look at it as always, where are you at right now? And what is the most effective thing you can do? Okay. And so I want you to look at this. I want you to actually have a good assessment of where you are on the scale and not be defeatist about it, but be like, okay, well, I mean, if you're here, if you're at the top of it, you don't really need to do anything. Don't waste your time. Just go to the gym, keep going to the gym, have a good time, but work on your business, work on other things in life so that when your looks do fade, if they do, that you have something to fall back on. Don't get fat. Don't do stupid shit. You know, don't waste your life. All right. If you're here, like in the 7 or 8 range, then it could make a difference on game, but I wouldn't focus so much on it. But if you're in this 5 or 6 range, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be critical for you. If you're in the 3 to 4 range, all right, what are you doing now? Okay, now you're trying to looks max as much as possible to get into this range. If you're in the 1 and 2 range, maybe then you're looking at extreme measures like facial surgery, if you could possibly do it, if it'll work, or you just might have to give up on, not on life, but on women. Maybe you're going to just have to live a life that, and there's, I mean, that's just shitty luck. I'm sorry to say, but maybe you just have to realize that it's just probably not going to happen for you. It's probably not going to be worth the effort. Instead, do other things with your life. That's, I mean, this is the honest truth. Okay. I can't be more blunt and honest than this. All right. So let's look at his other video real quick. I'm going to just go ahead and jump into this. And we'll see here. Okay, so let me see. He's got his other video. Okay,
abundance of
here
friends.
We go. Okay, the worst dating advice you'll ever hear is his other video, and it's good title, good, you know, debunking the red pill, you know, great marketing. Okay, and so basically the first argument is against abundance mindset. Okay, pretend you have loads of options, right? And then he's saying that, okay, always have something going on in your life. And he made a good summary of abundance mindset. And he talks about this idea about the idea of creating a scarce resource. And this all sounds good, right? He even says abundance mindset sounds good. And then he says, well, supply and demand, right? And he uses this argument. He says, okay, well, if you have an iPhone, all right, and there's only 10,000 of these special edition iPhones, it's going to be quite popular. It's going to fly off the shelves, okay? But if you're just some dunk, you know, bestphones.com or whatever it is, and you say there's only 10,000 of them, no one cares. No one wants your junk phone anyway. It's laughable. Correct. All right. So he says that that's why in the dating market, if you're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm so high demand, whatever, but you're, you know, your product is shit and no one knows who you are, it doesn't matter, right? Which, that's true, but that's not what abundance mindset is about. That's not the main point of it. Okay. It's not about a supply and demand issue. If that were true, then that would be the case. All right. It's more about social cues, okay, and acting in a way of someone of high value acts. Right. So that's number one is social cues. Right. So the whole point of this about acting like you have abundance is that if you have that abundance mindset, if you're acting like someone who is busy, who has a lot of things going on in their life, it's attractive qualities. It's sending these subtle social cues, which we pick up on, to determine whether or not you are a person of high value, of high status. Okay. It's not about being like, okay, I'm so scarce and so, you know, the demand has to be higher, you know, mine must be more valuable. It's more about just sending subtle cues that someone who is valuable, who enjoys their life, who isn't caught up in validation, seeking validation, what other people think of them, and isn't desperate and needy, that just enjoys their life, is a cool person to be around, is someone who would be fun to be around, who has things that they're doing in their life, you know, not someone who just sits there and obsesses over a girl and plays video games all day. That's the whole point of this, is to appear that way, which is going to make a difference, but also to be that way. Okay, because it's about self-respect, right? It's about treating yourself correctly, right? You know, I was just coaching a girl who texts these guys, right? She has this problem where you know, she goes on a date with the guy. She gets obsessed with the guy and she texts the guy and she's acting like, please give me a chance. Like, that's basically how her texts are coming across. And it's like, I told her same thing, like, you're a Lamborghini, like, pretend like you are just awesome and you're filtering out these guys and you are vetting them out and you're getting them to qualify to you to make sure that they meet the cut. And just by coming across that way, it's two things. One, it's self-respect, because you should be acting that way. You should have that respect for yourself. And two, it's sending those signals to this guy that's like, look, this doesn't fly here, buddy. You're not just gonna hit it and quit it, right? I'm not just here for sex. I have standards, I have values, I have other stuff going on in my life. You know, I'm a person that you would want to be with because I have a lot of cool stuff going on in my life, that I have standards and values. And so it sends that message to the guys that doesn't say, I'm just this easy girl that you're just gonna, you know, hit it and quit it. All right. So it applies both ways, and that's why it's so important. Is it's not about the scarcity thing. It's more about just having self-respect for yourself. Do you respect yourself enough to not wait on a girl and not make your whole life revolve around a girl, and instead to be busy, to do other things, to have friends, to have activities, to go to the gym, to do all that kind of stuff. Okay, does that make sense, you guys? Like, I wanted to make sure that I'm not trying to skirt around these issues. Like, what he brings up, it does make sense, but there's a counter to this, all right? So again, I'm going to just keep unplugging it here because it's a long video, but Bulldog Mindset Membership, if you haven't checked it out, I talk about a lot of the stuff and how to actually develop the abundance mindset, because it's about the mindset, right? The positive mindset for living your life. And even if you didn't have success with women, you know, Bulldog Mindset, again, the membership, you want to check this out, because we talk about in there exactly how to have the right mindset to have an actual fulfilling and successful life, regardless of women. And that's important. That's the first step. Because if you think that women, believe me, I thought at one point that having a lot of women and having sex with a lot of beautiful women was going to make me happy and make me feel more like a man. It didn't. I worked hard to achieve that goal, and I was able to achieve that goal, but it was empty. Okay, that's not what is of value. So it's important that you understand that, because even if you achieve the goal, a lot of you guys, you're so angry and hurt and upset, and I get it, because I was there. And then you think that if you could just be attractive to women, that would solve your problem. It's not. It's not going to solve your problem. It's not at all. So you need to really get the mindset of life. All right, now let's move on here. He's got some other points here. And this is kind of interesting. You know, he uses some good strategies. he quotes Face and LMS. Face and LMS is a cool guy as well. I don't care how scarce you make a piece of shit, no one will want it. Today's below average men to women are like pieces of shit. That's true, again, but at the same time, that's not the point. All right, so just go to the gym, you know, and he shows a good before and after. And this is a good before and after. This is a pretty good. I mean, come on. Like, yeah, he went from a 4 to an 8. It is true. Okay, so it can work out for you for sure. I mean, this is a big difference. If you think this guy, especially on Tinder, if you don't think, you know, this guy gets a lot more dates, a lot more attention from women, and game works a lot better with a guy like this, for sure it does. Absolutely. So look, a lot of you guys are sitting here at this, and you could be this. Now, again, does everyone is going to go from this to this? No, not necessarily. But even if you went from, let's say this guy went from 4 to 6, that would make a huge astronomical difference, even by the Richter scale example, right? It would make a huge difference. And if you went to a 7, that would make a huge difference, okay? And perhaps this guy could even be more jacked. He could be a 9, maybe. You know what I mean? He could do more. He could have more rip, you know? There's more he could potentially even do. I'm just saying, like, if you're sitting here and you're complaining and it's hard for you, okay, then let's work on that and it will actually make a difference. Now, here's why he's trying to debunk this and say that this isn't going to work for you. Going to the gym won't work. Well, okay, 4 reasons. Manletism. All right, so he says here that, you know, it's easy that manlet, if you're below a certain height, that it's not going to matter. And he's using numbers that are sort of based on science, but it's not really, okay? So again, being tall is important. Let's be honest with this. All right. I'm 6'3". I've seen the benefits of being that. All right. You know, but here's where the cutoff is that he puts, you know, if you're below 5'9", okay. So if you're at below 5'7", I agree. It does hurt. Okay. 40% of men are below 5'9". Okay. 15% below 5'7". But it's a lot of guys that are below 5'9" are able to have successful dating lives or success with women. All right. And he's got some pictures here, right? Again, being below 5'7", it hurts. Okay. It does hurt. But if you look like this guy, okay, who's 5'4", I mean, you're you're not going to have as much success if you were taller, but you're going to build a better physique. That's the thing to understand, is that by being shorter, you have some advantages. If you look at bodybuilders, all right, I met Jay Cutler in person. He's a fairly short guy, all right? He's a lot shorter than me. I have more muscle than him at points. I had more muscle. Like, I was, 250 pounds, and, he was off season. He wasn't as bulked up, after Mr. Olympia, but he looks bigger because he's shorter. All right. So there is an advantage to it. Now, again, if I had to choose height or a good physique, filled out physique like that, I would choose the height for sure. I think that's going to be better with a medium physique. Okay. Not lanky, but at the same time, there is an advantage. Like, some women are going to be really attracted to just having that nice physique, and they're not going to even know, that you're necessarily so short, especially on pictures and video, Tinder, stuff like that, when they see that good physique. And they're, the point is that you do have some advantages of being shorter. Obviously, the more short that you are, the worse it's going to be. But if you're, around 5'9 to 5'7 range, you're okay. It's not great, but you're okay. And if you can be building physique a lot easier, believe me, at 6'3, it's really hard to build a physique. Okay. And things are going to work out. So it doesn't make sense to just throw this out and say, okay, because you're a manlet, you shouldn't go to the gym. No, that's not true. Because think about it this way, right? Like, here's sort of the argument is that, which is better, to be this guy? Like, imagine this guy who's 5'4 and he's not jacked. Then it sucks. It sucks. Where it's better to be jacked, at least, he looks good, all right, as opposed to not being jacked, all right? So think of it that way, all right? So this one is just completely false at all. This is just ridiculous. This frameleticism. I hate to call an argument completely dumb, but this is dumb, right? He's got... Now, there's some points to it, obviously, right? But this slope shoulders thing, this is not a thing, okay? This is this is really good trap development. It's not a thing at all. He's holding dumbbells here. If you hold dumbbells, your shoulders are going to go down, right? That's not how you carry your shoulders, right? Let's just do an example here. Just look at me here, okay? Look at me, slope shoulders syndrome. Now, I've got, the way that my cut is on my shirt. It helps, but this is your normal way of holding your shoulders. It's not down here like this, okay? When you flex your traps, you can make your shoulders look sloped here, but this is not, it's not a thing. It's not a thing, not at all, okay? It doesn't make any sense, and these are bad pictures, okay? If you're cherry picking these pictures here, right? This guy, all right, I guarantee you he has some good pictures where he would look good, and he doesn't look bad here either from a, even this guy here, again, These are bad pictures. It also depends on this looks like a selfie pic or, where the camera lens is, because it will make certain things look bigger or smaller. And this one is a selfie pic as well. Okay. This is just ridiculous to think about that. All right. Now, hip to waist versus shoulder ratio. Yes, that does make somewhat of a difference in, having wider hips. It's going to hurt your physique for sure. I've got wider hips. I realize that. But it doesn't mean that it's doomed. You still, if you get to a low enough body fat, it's not going to make as much of a difference. And, it's just not as big of a deal as what you would think, right? Having a wider shoulders is better, but you can develop those by building your delts on the sides, your side delts here. Which is one of the things that I do all the time in the Bulldog Mindset membership. By the way, I have actual workout plans that are designed to make you aesthetically pleasing, to get the V taper, right? A lot of times what you're seeing in these pictures too is guys that didn't work out right. Okay. They have muscular development, but they didn't do the right things in order to, you have to look at your individual physique and say, okay, well, what do I need to work on? What's going to give me the V taper? And sometimes getting bigger is not the answer. Sometimes having a bigger chest in this case is actually a detriment to you. Now, and again, I'm really suspect of this picture, but sometimes having a bigger chest is detriment to you if you have to have the right proportionality. So again, in the membership, I do have actual workout plans, and I go over what makes an aesthetic physique and how to build one. All right, now let's move on to let's look at a couple of things he says here. Warped abs. Okay, there's something weird going on here. This guy is probably on some enhancement. Okay, let's say that, because look at this Adonis belt here. This is not just a genetic thing. There's some stuff going on. He's doing the wrong workout program. He focused way too much on abs. It's a weird sort of body weight composite, like body fat composition going on here. This can be fixed. Okay, and the ab development can be, you can have bad abs, but you can do stuff to make it look better. And also, He's flexed here, okay? He doesn't walk around with his abs looking sunken in like that. This is just absolute ridiculousness. It's, and you know, believe me, this guy's physique is probably really good. It's probably actually really good. It just looks weird here, just the way that it is. And again, it's a selfie. Okay, and the limb length, he's right about the limb length. There can be, you know, muscle insertions, muscle bellies, stuff like that. But again, if you look good, if you have a good physique, it's not gonna, you might not be able to get on a bodybuilding stage, but you can look good. All right, and also in any of these cases, it's always going to be better to have a better physique than a worse one, right? So if you're this guy, if he doesn't work out at all, he looks worse than when he does work out. He looks a lot better. And if you looked at before and afters and you looked at these guys' pictures, you would see the difference, and you would say, yeah, it was good that he worked out. Okay, let's move on to the next thing here. This is another one that is just not true. It's just, you know, it's just false. Okay. He says lankitism. This is not a thing. Now, yeah, genetically, you may be predisposed to this, but you can overcome this and you can build muscle. And, you know, it's just when you have longer limbs that it feels that way. You know, this guy, he's really skinny. OK, but this guy could be jacked. This guy could be an NFL player, a basketball player, and be jacked with the right diet and workout program. Right? It might be harder for him to do it. But again, in this case, too, this guy's pretty damn tall. OK, I've seen plenty of guys that do not have very much shape at all. In fact, all this has to happen is this guy just puts on a little bit of muscle. Just a little bit, which isn't going to be that hard. Okay, builds his chest a little bit. And his height is going to make it so that women are going to be attracted to him for sure. Right? They're probably just even without doing anything, just based on his height. Okay, I can tell you, I have a lot of tall friends that are taller than me, and they don't need to be in the gym. Just being tall, that tall, makes a difference. All right, so what he says here about this lankitism is he says fast twitch versus slow twitch muscle fibers. Now, this is a half truth. OK, so he's right in the sense that there are fast twitch versus slow twitch and that there's a genetic predisposition for these things. But what he doesn't take into account is that muscle fibers can change. OK, they can change based on what you do. Now, yeah, there are some genetic limits to it. But, you know, when you look at the difference between a sprinter and a marathoner, some of it is genetic, but some of it is just the way that they're training. If this guy, who's a marathoner, started training like a sprinter, he would look more like a sprinter. Okay. Also, you have to consider this: sprinters are on gear. Okay, they're on steroids for the most part, especially anyone competing at a high level. Marathoners are not. Okay, and their whole diet, their whole training, everything is completely different. So it's ridiculous to compare it and to say, oh well, you know, you have slow twitch fibers, and that's why versus fast twitch fibers. There's truth to it, but you can still build a really good physique. In fact, how you respond to training will be influenced by that. So you might have to do higher reps and different and higher volume, things like that, but you can build out a good physique. All right. Now, let's see, you know, again, like I said, there's definitely some truth to this, the hypertrophy part. Yeah, there's certainly truth to it, but okay. Let's just move on here. And then this one, gym selling. All right. This one is just, again, another issue with this is that he's talking about that he's basically saying that these guys are ugly. They have ugly faces. All right. And so it doesn't matter. It sort of even makes them look worse by having a good physique. All right. We can debunk this one by one. I mean, you know, looking at the first guy, I forget this famous Indian, you know, actor, he doesn't have a bad face. All right. I mean, it's not the best face, but the dude looks good even in this photo. Like, this is just ridiculous. You know, and this guy, believe me, do you think this guy doesn't get laid? He does. He's a famous Bollywood actor. Believe me, this guy is doing just fine. All right, just fine. All right, there's no problem there at all. All right. And then, you know, vegan gains. All right. You know, everyone likes to pick on vegan gains, but he's doing a lot of, like, his haircut is not helping him at all. And yeah. All right. If any of these cases, right, if these guys didn't work out, if they didn't have a good physique, they would look worse. And having a good physique a lot of times will make your face look better. OK, not always, you know, almost always it will make it look at least a little bit better, but sometimes it'll make it look a lot better. All right. You can tell the difference just in my face when I work out, when I'm at lower body fat and not. All right. And then again, this guy, You know, it's unfortunate. Like, this probably doesn't suit him well. His hair, facial hair, with this kind of, you know, physique, it's just not a good picture as well. And it's also not a good pose, not a good expression. Same thing here, right? If you found favorable, photos of him, he would look a lot better. These are kind of cherry picked photos. But again, the big thing here is just to understand that no matter what, you're going to look better with a better physique, right? If you take this guy with this face, let's say, and you give him a bad physique, you can make him overweight and fat, he's going to look horrible, right? At least this is going to be, somewhat more attractive. Again, you know, you can make arguments, but same thing here, right? And then, he really goes into pick on Vegan Games, saying, about his wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, and that she has an OnlyFans account in this. But you have to understand, like, he has a lot of success in life. And with the OnlyFans, he's also part of the OnlyFans. Now, part of the thing with Vegan Games, the big problem that he has is his social skills, right? He comes across abrasive. He doesn't have very good social skills, doesn't have a high level of confidence, just is whiny, is weak, is pathetic as a man in many regards. Again, no offense to Vegan Gains, but that's just how he comes across, okay? You know, I actually like some of his content, and, I have nothing against him personally. I don't mean to attack him in any way. I'm just saying that that's how he comes across. He just doesn't have that masculinity that, imagine if he had that masculinity, right? Imagine how much different he would come across, and just even the softness of his face. All of these things are characteristics that you do see that are carried out. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I don't really have a lot more to say about this, but it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting to look at what he has to say. I know this video was fairly long, but I wanted to just kind of debunk some of this and dissect some of the stuff. And, I could spend hours and hours going through every little point and making this a really polished answer to the things that he's saying. But I just want to give you the overall gist, just hope that you get the overall idea of what I'm saying here and why this stuff, it doesn't quite make sense. So if I had to give you, just a basic summary of everything in this video, of what it really comes down to and where the overlap is, it just comes down to this. Looking at where you fall in the ratings, okay, that's what you should determine what you should do. If you're in the 1 to 3, let's say if you're in the 1 range, okay, maybe it's not, major facial surgery or just give up on women. All right, I'm with you on that one. Okay, we'll raise a white flag and say I surrender if you're a 1. Okay, that's not very many of you guys that are watching this. If you are, I'm sorry. I can't do much to help you. Learning Game's not going to help you. Looks maxing is probably not going to help you. Maybe you'll just get lucky. That's all I can say, is just live your life, do other things. Okay? If you're 2 to 4, looks max, you need to focus. Forget about the stuff that we're talking about here in terms of game. Don't even try to learn game. Just get to a point where you can be a 4 or 5 at least. All right? Just work on that. All right. If you're in the, let's say, 5 to 7 or low 7 range, work on game. That's what is going to make the biggest difference for you. Try to obviously, work on your looks a little bit to try to get up there. If you can increase a point, that's going to make a difference. Get to the gym, stuff like that. Okay. But work on game. All right. If you're above the 7 range, if you're like the 8 to 10 range, a little bit of game, but mainly you should be focusing on other things in your life, optimizing what you can make out of your looks, having other things to fall back on, business, other things. You can use that time a lot more effectively, and don't get caught up in this trap of just fucking random girls all the time, because it's going to waste a lot of your time. So focus on discipline, focus on other things in your life. Like, so there's something for everyone. All right. And this is a good advertisement for Bulldog Mindset Membership, because there honestly is something for everyone. Go check it out if you haven't, because it doesn't matter where you fall in that range. I have content for every single one of you to help you improve your life, to help you, whether you need to get the better physique, get better looks and dress and look better so that you can get up to that range. Or if you need the game and you need to learn how to approach girls and how to go on dates, or if you need to get the financial aspect of your life settled and the mindset and stop being just a fuckboy, okay, to actually get some value out of your life. Whatever it is, you're going to find that information there. So anyway, thank you to Wheat Waffles. It seems like a good guy. I'd love to have him on the channel and have him discuss some of the things I talked about here. But I don't think we're that far in agreement. I think that, maybe he's a little more pessimistic. And like, if I took his advice and I said, okay, it applies to fours and unders, I would pretty much agree with it. I wouldn't disagree with a lot of things, let's say. And I don't know, maybe he would agree with my advice above the five level. So we'll have to see. I would love to get him on the channel. But guys, make sure you check out his channel if you haven't, and watch some of his videos. See what you think for yourself, because like I said, you know, I feel like he's got some pretty good points, and I like that he's approaching things in a very open-minded way, as opposed to a lot of people out there that are just feeding you stuff that is just making you want to not live anymore. That's not the right attitude. It's not the right way to go. You know, again, could there be a little bit of shift there from him? I think so, but I think he will sort of find his groove over time. All right, guys, see you next time.